This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys a mix of sunshine and a gentle breeze across major cities. Jerusalem is seeing clear skies, while Tel Aviv experiences a pleasant day with mild temperatures. In Haifa, the sun shines brightly. It's a lovely day to be outside. Now for today's headlines. First, an Israeli airstrike killed at least 10 people near a Gaza school sheltering displaced Palestinians, according to France 24, coming in now. Also, Reuters reported earlier today that the airstrike outside the Gaza school has strained ceasefire efforts, killing at least 10 and wounding several others. Also this hour, French police detained Rima Hassan, a Palestinian-French lawmaker, after she praised a 1972 bomber, as reported by Forward earlier today. Separately, despite Iran's rejection, Israel still believes there's a path to a ceasefire, with a deadline approaching, according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, JTA reported that Rima Hassan decried her arrest, claiming she's the target of political and media harassment. Reaction has been swift on social media. E. Yacobi posted just minutes ago that the UAE has cut ties with Iran, aligning more closely with the US. Al Arabiya's John O'Hayes discussed whether Iranians support US bombing, writing earlier today. Shanaka 86 reported that Israel's strikes have severely impacted Iran's petrochemical production, posting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. An Israeli airstrike near a Gaza school has heightened tensions. The attack killed at least 10. Health officials report several others are wounded. France 24 highlights the strike's timing, coinciding with efforts to negotiate a ceasefire. The implications are severe, as it may hinder humanitarian aid and further escalate the conflict. Turning to Rima Hassan's arrest, French authorities detained her for allegedly advocating terrorism. Forward reports this comes after she praised a historical attack on Israel's Ben-Gurion airport. Her arrest could strain diplomatic relations between France and Palestinian territories, especially as Hassan claims political harassment. Meanwhile, Israel still sees a path to a ceasefire, despite Iran's refusal. I-24 News explains that this comes ahead of a crucial deadline. The situation remains fluid, with potential shifts in regional alliances. This could lead to changes in negotiations and international diplomatic efforts. On the economic front, first, a record sale in women's basketball. Walla reports the Connecticut Sun was sold for $300 million, marking the highest sale in WNBA history. Separately, Israeli startup Kodo raised $70 million in a Series B round. CTEC highlights their focus on improving AI code quality, addressing a key industry challenge. And finally, Volkswagen's return to missile production has raised eyebrows. Haaretz Business reports their deal with Israel's Rafael. The partnership revives Volkswagen's controversial past in defense manufacturing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Tuesday, our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.